This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, this is Cherry, and I'm so excited because we are talking The Terror. Tonight is all about Punished as a Boy, Lady Silence, and The Polar Bear.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Whoa. We really need to calm down a little bit after this episode. What did you guys think about Punished as a Boy?
Ladies first.
Okay, well, just in case you all don't know, I actually am Erica Edwards. And so let's all introduce ourselves before I tell you how. But I will say this, though. I did think the show was amazing. This episode really, to me, was the most frightening for me so far. So, and they all have been scary, but I think this one gave us a lot. So.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Danny Royce. You can find me at I Am Danny Royce on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, this episode was crazy. Punished as a Boy, as I didn't really get that when I read the title. But yeah, that was crazy. We learned a lot more about the characters, definitely Sir Francis. And it was a lot going on. It was a lot gorier than most of the episodes that we've seen so far. But I'm just excited on what's next. What did you think?
Well, I'm super excited because I'm guest hosting today because our normal person is out ill, so feel better, girl.
Yes.
This episode was crazy. I know. And this is Cherry, in case y'all don't remember me. And this episode was crazy. Right. I mean, Punished as a Boy, the entire time I was thinking, Punished as a Boy, Punished as a Boy, what does that mean? And then when you saw Punished as a Boy, right. I was like, wow, I would not be sassing the captain ever.
And he just wouldn't stop.
And he wouldn't sassed stop. And sassed. 10, 20. He's like, now I'm going to keep saying what I want to say. He's like, really? Really, we're going to do that? I thought this was really an interesting reminder that the people on the ship still do not respect or like Captain Crozer all that much.
Right.
And it's very much tail into the class consciousness that he's, as it was revealed this episode, Scottish and from the working class, unlike yes. the other officers. And I think that is one of the big issues with the men deciding to take control.
Right. Yeah, it's a battle of power that we see over and over again on the ship. What do you think about it?
Exactly. Although, I think he's Irish, actually.
Yeah, he's Irish.
Because remember the whole thing between him
the drinking and all that.
Well, yeah, but no. I was going to say also, that's what made the whole thing with Hickey so deeply, because mm-hmm. they were Irish and they had that moment where they bonded before, and he was like, just because we're friends, you're not going to be able to disrespect me. So,
right.
So that's why I wanted to say
30 lashes later.
Yes. yeah, I think... again, the class dichotomy is really important, although it's also the two different ships, because I think his ship respects him and is behind him. And I think it's only these aristocrats in the other ship that don't respect him, actually. I feel like his men respect him and do follow him, like, you know, to be honest.
Yeah, they do like him because they know he is really concerned with them. And I thought it was really fascinating when he had that reveal as to why he came on the ship. Because
right.
he is still in love with Miss Craycroft, and she asked him to keep an eye on her uncle, who she loved very much.
And that just shows how, like, great of a guy he is, really, truly. Like, he's still upholding that. Well, until, obviously, Sir John died. But that's why he went there. Like, who in the right mind would just say, okay, I'm going to go on this, you know, expedition, you know? And it just shows the deep heart and deep root that this guy has. He has a loyalty to his people.
He does, especially when he knows they don't like him.
Right.
And he came anyway. And I kind of think he kind of came on also in hopes of convincing her uncle that he was a stand-up guy. He would get the title once they found the passageway, and then he'd become acceptable. But it was sort of interesting watching that scene with Mrs. Franklin. It almost feels like she was the impetuous to say, you are not going to be part of our family, and I'm not down with you.
I got Lady Jane. Man, those words. Like, fire tonight. You're saying some crazy things.
When she stood up to all those men in the officers' meeting, first of all, you could see she was getting mad when they were laughing, and she was there to talk about some serious business.
Right.
And then when she goes in, she's like, no. She went mama bear, or should I say wife bear? And she stood up to all of them. She's like, yeah, y'all are comfortable up here in London. Y'all are okay
right,
in London.
Exactly. But yeah, it's freezing down there. No, that's crazy.
What I found really interesting about that scene was that she, in essence, was quicker to become humble and to realize that they needed help than her husband really was. So that also revealed, I guess, sort of how deep her feelings really were for him. Because I think in the scenes that they've shown with her before, it has all been about their standing in the community and what they wanted to prove and to show other people because of whatever happened in their past. And at that point, it's like, that doesn't matter now. And she was quicker to see that than he was, because I think due to his own arrogance, that's how he, you know, he wouldn't listen to anyone. Whereas she's has been really quick to be like, okay, no, it's too long. You know, this isn't, doesn't matter. I want my husband back. So that I really liked. And, when they showed, what's the niece's name?
Miss Craycroft.
Miss Craycroft. When they showed the scene with her and Captain Francis, it was so interesting because at that point, I think up until now, I was more, I felt like it was her uncle and her aunt that were really pushing her. But those arguments that she was making as far as standing in the community and what he really wants and what she really wants seemed to, at some point, to also come from her. So, and not just her uncle saying, no, you can't do this. So that was a really interesting scene, I think, to see the dynamics between the two of them and how much she actually loved him. But she was like, no, I love you, but I still ain't trying to be broke. So that was interesting. That was really interesting. She's like, I ain't trying to be broke.
Not
gonna,
see you in
you're
over
gonna
be a year.
Gone for years.
Right.
I'm gonna be in here by myself. Like, no.
But I mean, that is that's great love. She loves him enough to not have him bear all that, you know, suffering in the future. So that was great.
So that was a really interesting scene, because before she just, it seemed as if they were just telling her what to do and she was just following along.
Exactly.
But some of it is also her belief in these issues with standing and aristocracy. So,
yes, Miss Craycroft is surprisingly feminist, and so is Mrs. Franklin, because I think she'd be more passive. But it feels like they really had a partnership
right.
as far as a marriage goes. Really, their marriage was almost like marriage goals, because she was like, yeah, she was his hype man the entire time. Baby, you can do this. Yes, 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 we're taking it back. I kind of like her, but I'm kind of like, I wouldn't want to work for you.
No, of course not.
But next, let's talk about Lady Silence and the treatment that she's being treated, because she is not only a woman, but a Inuit. And also they're blaming her for other woes.
Yeah, but now, like, she's a great asset, and they know this, and they're going to use it to every part of their advantage. So it's interesting to see how Good Sir and her communicate and how those two characters come together. It's very interesting to see.
Yeah, it is interesting to see. I'm not sure. I guess we will see, because I feel right. like part of it is that the men are starting to mentally deteriorate. Mm-hmm. So now the whole issue with Hickley really believing that she's the one causing this and some of the men are standing behind him is going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think at the end of the day she's not going to be safe. And if she doesn't reveal something,
right.
even Captain Francis won't stand behind her, I think, in the long run.
Yeah, they're getting ready to, like, lynch her up when they first found her until he came out with a gun. And which must have been just terrifying for her, because A, she doesn't understand English, but just the aggressive behavior and stance that they had towards her, it was obvious they were going to try and kill her. Not even rape her, so I got to give them credit for that.
Right.
But they were definitely going good. To like, just kill good. Her.
We didn't want to see any of that.
Never want to see that.
Come on.
We did not want to see that. However, when Captain was you know, issuing his punishment to the men who got her, he did mention brutality.
Right.
So I seem to think that something probably did go down. Not that they raped her necessarily. We don't really know. But they must have mishandled her some kind of way. Because at the end of the day, he was going to send a party out to get her the next day anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, they get these lashes. But they were, in essence, doing what you were going to send men to do. So I do feel that something did happen. Like, maybe they beat her up. I don't know. But I do feel like they had some altercation with her just by the whole
they definitely
thing.
Just grabbed her and, you know, just kidnapped her. But and who, like, anyone else think that Miss the Hickey was, like, lying at first? That smirk was just, like, crazy the whole time. While he was telling the whole story to him, I was just like, is he really telling the truth?
And the other two guys were standing there like, we're not in this mess.
Yeah, we're not saying nothing.
I thought two things. One, absolutely it wasn't true. I don't think he really saw anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that in his heart, he believes that she's at fault and that she's controlling this beast. And he's trying to incite and get other people to believe the same.
Right.
So I don't think he has, you know, maybe there was some wind blowing or whatever. But I think part of him believes, you know, that she's responsible and that she's the one who's inciting this violence against their men. Mm-hmm. And he wants the captain and everyone else
to be on his side.
To be on his side. Right. And maybe it's because of, you know, his beliefs of her people or his own sort of racist beliefs. But I think that's what's sort of inciting him.
Well, when he found the dead body on the ship, he did see something in the mist, didn't he? Like, it was something that moved.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he thought that was a creature or if he thought that was the Lady Silence. I'm not sure, but he claimed he did see something. But as how far he went with that story, I don't know. I was just his smirk.
Yeah, at first
it was
they
like
were,
devilish.
At first they were. I mean, at first I think they thought it was one of the Inuits or the woman, and they're like, that was just too strong of a blow.
Yeah, exactly.
The way it went through was obviously by an animal. And when they were punishing him, they were saying insubordination, kidnapping, that he was dirty. I don't know what that means. I was like, what does that mean?
Dirty,
and
yeah,
dereliction of duty. So that was almost like he was inciting them to rebel against Captain Crozier, which is one of the reasons that the lashing went on. If he'd just been silent and said, you know, we shouldn't have gone out without your command.
Right.
And also I think he was going to send out his second in command that spoke the language. Because those three men went out, they didn't understand. She already knew that they were aggressive towards her because they shot her dad.
Right.
And they have been aggressive towards her in general, so it must have been terrorizing for them to come out at night, roll up to her igloo, and just drag her out. And it's like, dude, I want to say, if the polar bear really was under her control, all three of you would not have come back. Because she'd have been like, you know, I'm just going to like peel you off one at a time.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, like, at least, you know, they could have brought that seal back, because I know people are hungry.
That's her seal.
I was like, they did not check her igloo. They did not check her igloo for snacks,
right?
Because they just brought her. And one thing I will say, though, what this episode did for me, a good way of showing, is that it's not a bear. You know what I'm saying? It's not a polar bear. Because to me, I feel like what is happening now with the entity coming on aboard of the ship is that it's acting in a way that's not true really to animals. And it's doing things to, I think, terrorize the men. Because one thing to take somebody and eat them is another thing to start throwing people back on the boat. So, like, no. And so to me, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to throw the top half of this person and the bottom half of that person just so y'all know what I'm doing. And that is to scare the people on the ship. Like, this is what happens to you when you leave the ship, or this is what's going to happen to you.
Right.
So to me, that's not like a bear who's hungry. That's not a bear. That's something that's actually an entity that's actually plotting.
Yeah,
that's
I like how they definitely made it more prevalent this episode. But last episode, I was like, this cannot be a bear. I saw that doctor fly out the top of that tent. like this is definitely not a bear. But like one single claw, like ripped off the guy's skull, and we see more and more that the men are actually Like, they're scared. Like you said, this entity or this creature is playing with them, literally playing with them and enjoying it. And got Lady Silence in the back, like, cheering on. Like, I don't know. It's crazy.
I think we're going to turn out that one of them has one of their totems from the father.
That's what I'm saying. Something's going to come up that was stolen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a minute, I thought when Hickey got through with his lashes and there was something in his bed.
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was going to be, but it was not.
I
did think it was going to be that at that point.
But I really think they need some counseling on the ship.
Counseling.
Or a big sister.
They need
or somebody.
All types of stuff.
They need a lot. They need a lot. I think there's a lot going on because part of me is like, it's like, okay, is it really an entity? Because they've got to be, like, if you're stuck in a close quarters with these same people, I mean, you do suffer cabin fever. You do get, it is a psychosis. So sometimes I'm like, maybe they just all going crazy. And there's just one real crazy person on the ship killing people.
That's what I was looking at when they were, what was the teeth? Mm-hmm. With the gums. Who was that?
The black gum. I can't remember who that was. I think it was Mr. Manson or Mr. Artnell.
I'm like, is he eating things or what is he doing? Terrorizing? Like, I didn't know what was going on. Like you said, like, it's one of the men going crazy and like attacking each other. So,
well, they did mention that they had used a new canning process.
Yeah, the new canning process.
And
I think
that probably lead is leaching into their food.
See that? Yeah, the food is another thing. Like we mentioned last time, mm-hmm. cannibalism. I mean, it is a possibility. I'm gonna bring it up again, but like the cannibal guy, no. But it's just, I don't know. Food is scarce. It's going bad.
They
like,
need
what do
nurturing.
You do?
They need some sort of nurturing.
You need to befriend this creature so it can bring you some seals. Bring some seals. Help these people out.
On that note. If you want to do something more fun than being a cannibal, then and you want to learn and grow in all areas of your life. For those of you who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder. Yay, she's the best. And drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. And trust me, I need those tips. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Yay, who doesn't love free stuff? And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us right here, the Terror After Show, that sent you there. Conversation with Maria Menounos, Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Check it out.
Oh, yes, I subscribed.
Yes, me too, girl, because I'm going to be sexy by May. By the end of these 10 episodes, I want to have, like, a six-pack. So I have gold.
Let's do it.
I have gold in this world.
2018,
so yes,
let's go.
You know.
That is my plan. And so let's talk again about Mrs. Franklin. I think her character is really growing from the first episode to now. And I could have sworn when she was walking down the staircase, didn't it sound like she was going to reach out to their friends to fund an independent exploratory
to get an expedition to find it? Yeah.
Like, yeah, absolutely. She
yeah,
is.
Definitely.
She is,
definitely.
For sure. And I mean, and she has a good point. Like, it is nothing to like have a party and raise money. So
no.
Why
yes.
not?
Why not?
It's so funny with these scenes with her. It's so, as much as this show is so well written and so well acted, it's like the whole time you're like, they did though.
They never
get found ever again. So you do kind of feel really, really bad. And it's like, okay, yeah, you can throw all the parties that you want, but he's not coming back. And I feel bad. But what I did like about that scene is when she said to Lady
Miss Craycroft, her niece.
Yeah,
niece.
Wait, I'm sorry,
Craycroft.
When she said to Miss Craycroft, I feel like he's standing right here asking me, you know, to help him. And I think to me that symbolizes an even deeper sort of psychological or psychic connection that she has. Like, I think in her heart, she kind of knows that he's probably. I think she knows that he's mm-hmm. gone, or there's some sort of psychic. I think that's kind of her attachment to him. Like, she knows, or she can has this feeling, and some you always hear about certain people and twins and relationships
yeah.
have this connection where, like, if something happens to the person, you can feel it. And I feel like that's why she's pressing so hard as well, because she can feel that this danger is more than, you know, just they haven't come back or they haven't heard. I think she really has a psychic sort of emotional connection and tie to her husband.
She really does. And it's really interesting watching it from our standpoint with our technology to what they're doing. So I'm like, dude, why don't you just call? Oh, you don't have a cell phone. Why don't you watch TV? Oh, you don't have a TV. It must have been just so hellish back then. Man. They didn't know about dental care. Because you get really sick from not brushing your teeth and taking care of your general.
Imagine a text taking 2 months. That's pretty much what that is.
And no, what was crazy was they were like, well, you know, we go send folks out and we don't hear from them in 1850. Yeah. And it's like, I was like, wait a minute, how many years away is that? Like, if we don't hear a note back in 3 years, then we'll holla. Like, wow.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, that would have been crazy.
No, like, I was like, but that's crazy. My man, no, you know. So that was, that whole back scene, I think, just gave so much. Much depth to what was really driving them, because to some extent she has a point, like, why are you all so obsessed with the North Passage, you know? And I mean, I think it's sort of like the whole thing with Christopher Columbus and a lot of explorers. It's like, what is really driving you to go to these areas that are so far? But I don't think that it's just money. I think with both of these men, and with the same thing with Christopher Columbus, it's not money, it's glory and power.
Glory and power,
I think, because, you know, you can make money lots of ways without going this far.
But the English Empire has to keep expanding, and they have to keep have to keep making
this
money.
As far as, like, when it comes
and that was making it shorter.
To this, to this particular, like, instance, like, for the British Empire, the reason they even wanted to seek the North Passage, the Northwest Passage, is for money, obviously to expand their kingdom, but also for trade, you know, like, this is how you expand, this is how, you know.
I get what you're saying as far as what an empire wants to do, but as far as what drives the individual, to lead and really sacrifice your life and volunteer, as they all said, I think it's for the glory.
And the adventure. I mean, he was one of those people who constantly have one foot out the door, which is why he only had he was only using two drawers.
Cabinets,
he was just constantly, he probably had a to-go bag, just constantly waiting to, like, go.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was sort of looking at it and I thought, I think of myself as adventurous, but I would have passed. I've been like, you know what, I'm fine with this.
Well,
but,
I mean, I think what was so interesting about this episode is, I think he would have passed as well, but for her. So for him, it was, I'm going to be knighted and finally be respected enough for you to take me. And I do feel like that whole, I'm going to be knighted, maybe he wouldn't have been happy, but he would have been knighted and he would have retired and he would have been with her. And I think he was willing to go through this hell for that. The same way Sir John had his own arrogant reasons, I had to say, for also wanting to redeem himself in the public eye and kind of have that glory. I think that's what they both, in different ways, really drove them to do this.
Yes, and the enlisted men don't really have a choice, per se.
Yeah, now you see them talking more. You see them asking questions and why are we here and the choices that they have, they can't make. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see that conflict build on the ship.
It's especially interesting with how the doctor is an inquisitive mind, where he's trying to communicate with Lady Silence, where he's examining them and he's like looking at the teeth, because I don't think he knows why their teeth were like that, but he knew it doesn't look right.
Of course.
But, you know, I was like, I don't know. It's like when he was looking at the spooky photo without the head, and then it had like little holes on it, and he was looking at the two photos. One had holes in the body, one didn't, and I was like, and he was looking at it like, these are the same photos, he shouldn't be looking different.
Exactly.
What's up with this? It must have been like, it'd be like, I'd be wanting to like run screaming out of the boat. And really, there's no option for them to go anywhere because they're pretty much lost and they're too far away.
They're not going anywhere.
And the Inuit community, I think, does not like them for very valid reasons.
Well, of course.
Exactly. Although we haven't really seen outside of Lady Lady Silence and her father, we haven't really seen the community, so we don't really know.
So, let us say, I hope everyone is going to be subscribing and watching us on YouTube Live.
Yes.
And comment.
Show the Terror comment. Make sure you like us. Make sure you're excited and watching live with us because we live tweet Monday nights at 7.
Summer, we got to watch the show.
Watch the show.
Now, the okay, guys, Punished as a Boy, though. Punished as a Boy. What did you all think about the end?
That was crazy. That was...
The strength that he took to hold and to not cry. Like, insane.
That would have been horrible because the 30 lashes and the entire time he's looking at the captain, like, F you, I'm not crying.
Right.
How dare you, I'm in the right. All the while knowing he's lying. So it's like, did you know you
were
lying?
But what do you think that meant to him hold that?
Well, two things. One is, I think, although he may not exactly have seen the monster blow on her coat or whatever he was saying, I think fundamentally, in his heart, he believes he's saving them. And as many, you know, over the years, as many sort of people have thought they were saving someone and have destroyed other nations of people, I think he really believes that. As many, you know, he's kind of zealous with his beliefs about about her people. And he was, you know, basically tearing up. So, I mean, you know, he just...
I mean, he didn't scream.
He didn't scream or whatever, but, like, okay. You know, I don't know. I saw Roots. I wasn't overimpressed. But what I thought was sort of interesting... And also, to me, I felt like it was more so the actual humiliation of being exposed like that to all of your crew members. Because to be honest, I mean, it looked very horrific. Like, I'm not saying it wasn't horrible, but to be honest, I feel like the lashes on the back are more painful than the lashes on your booty. And, but that's just my belief.
Well, I mean, it's just the fact that you can't sit for months
after that. Right. No, I mean, I'm not saying either way. I think to me, it's more the emotional humiliation.
Yes.
I mean, it's
exactly
painful, no doubt. But the other men, it's more manly to be lashed on your back, even though I think they're both equally as painful.
Yeah.
So I think that was, you know, was really unfortunate. But I think I think that Captain Francis went too far. So I think at this point, again, I feel like Hinckley has the basis to kind of, I don't want to say become a psychotic, but he is one of those people where if he's not accepted, he will go too far the other way. So certain people like prison become better criminals, and I feel like he is that type of personality. So now he's going to be even more of a threat after this punishment than he was before.
I think after the lashing, and then he made the announcement of anyone that wants to go to the other ship, everybody but 10 went to the other ship, which I think was telling on how they did not like the way he lashed him and the way that he handled it. But I have to say, I think he handled it correctly. When you're on the ship, they cannot rebel. They have to follow the orders. They can't decide, I'm just going to go grab that native chick and grab her because I think she's a witch and just bring her on the ship. That's not how it works in naval life. And he was saying, well, you know, the Marines should be going. One of them was saying the Marines should be going first. It's like, no. Who goes first, who does what, depends on what the captain or the officers say.
Yeah, I mean, Francis, I agree with you. I think he did go a little too far, but he was made an example. You know, that's the reason why he brought him out in front of all of his crew, because it's an example that you don't go against the captain. And I think he's stepping up to the plate and proving Sir John wrong from what he told him. He's actually, like, bowed down like that. That was crazy. He came in there and ran that room. So I think he's really stepping up as captain, and he needed to make, you know, an example. Do I think you put it a little too far?
Yeah. I mean, I think...
You know, when your meat falling off your booty, it was a little too far.
I think I agree that because of his connection, and they were both Irishmen, and, you know, Hinckley went too far as thinking he could get away with it.
Right.
Absolutely. He deserved the lashes like the other men. But I do, in all honesty, feel like once you go and humiliate that person's soul, that person, like, you know, it's kind of like with the mafia or whatever. You can't leave certain people behind because they will come back and get you.
Right.
And that's who I think this man is. So I think that later he's going to be the one that's really going to, you know, do more damage.
I'm telling you, that smirk, man, all this whole time. You know, like, people that create their own reality?
Yeah.
Like, whatever their perception is reality to them. I mean, I see it exactly what you said. We got keep an eye out for that guy.
We do have to keep an eye out for him. But we have a little bit of celebrity gossip.
Yes.
Well, one of the cast members, by the name of Tobias Menzies, is going to be playing Prince Philip in The Crown on the Netflix season 3.
Nice.
Oh, damn. Nice.
So, okay, okay.
That's a jump up.
Come through.
And let's talk about Lady Silence and our song that we played today.
Lady Silence, we played. Our opening song was Tulagak. It's by Nive or Knife. I'm not sure how to pronounce them. Please forgive me. And the dear children. So that's Lady Silence, the actress.
She's a really big deal in Canada.
She's got a nice
Canada.
Voice.
She's got a beautiful voice. Beautiful voice.
That song was amazing.
It was so...
like soothing, right?
Yes. And it was inspired by her native ancestry, which I believe she is... I think she is an Inuit.
I think she is, actually.
Yeah.
Mia Nielsen.
Because it wasn't in English. I think it was in her native tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, wow.
So it was beautiful.
I wonder what that means.
Yes.
Gotta Google it.
We need to Google it. And let's do our predictions.
Uh-oh.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh my God! What do you think,
ladies?
I'm sticking with cannibalism. Okay, that's definitely going to happen. Also, Francis is going to take the reins, and I think they're going to come up head to head with this creature eventually. But he's going to continue to terrorize them, and I think we're going to see men get taken out one by one.
Okay, so I think that Hinckley is going to incite something against Captain Francis with some other men, because he's very persuasive in getting people to follow him. And really the only way that's going to be to stop him is going to be to kill him. And I think that Lady Carecroft, I'm messing her name up the whole day.
Craycroft.
Captain Francis, girl back home. I think actually that she's pregnant, and I think that they hooked up before he left.
Okay.
Ooh, that would be quite the scandal.
Yeah, because she was like, oh, I made a mistake. And I don't think her mistake was letting him go. I think her mistake was giving it up. And so that's what I think.
Well, my idea is that Lady Silence does know a little bit of English, and I think she knows a little bit about what's going on.
Of course.
I think that, no, she does not have control over the polar bear spirit, but she does have more of a connection to it because she is an Inuit, and that is her homeland. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to try and escape off the ship because they're all going to try and kill her. And then I think Mrs. Franklin is in England busy trying to bring back her man. And I think she is going to go around the men of uniform and go to her friends because she is of a certain social standing. Mm-hmm. And I think all the wives will get together and be bitching at their husband. And then I think that the polar bear is going to come back on the ship and be eating people.
I think
that his first person that he really, really, really wants to get is Mr. Hickey for being a douchemonger and attacking Lady Silence, and he's going to get what he deserves real, real soon.
Yeah, he's very like detailed with his killings, this creature. I still think the Inuit people worship him. I think he's a god or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yes, they do worship their...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
The whole earth.
I do agree. I do feel like they're going to get a group together, and they're going to get their own ship to go out and look for them, you know, but obviously we know how that ends.
Yeah, it doesn't end well.
It doesn't very well.
You know, but it'll be interesting.
There's going to be a lot more conflict on the ship, more than just this monster. Like, it's going to be a lot of monsters on this ship being turned.
Well, yeah, because I think the issue of the bad food is going to become more prominent. I think they're also going to be battling sort of diseases and other things amongst themselves. So
it's
going to
get crazy.
It's going to get crazy. But make sure you follow all of us on our social media channels.
Again, party people, I'm Erica Edwards. You can find me on all of my social media, at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Danny Royce. You can find me on all my social media at I am Danny Royce.
And this is Cherry, and you can find me everywhere as Cherry_LA on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe not only to our The Terror on AfterBuzz TV, but also our hosts.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye, you guys.
Happy Monday.
See you next week.
Happy Monday.
Enjoy your week. Bye, party people.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.